Friday mornings, we welcome Stephanie Curtis from Minnesota Public Radio News, Cube Critics, to tell us what the movie is that we should be seeing this weekend.
Well, the big movie this weekend is The Visit. This is by M. Night Shyamalan. Shyamalan.
All right,
it took me years to get this one down. I have it. Shyamalan, right?
That's
the simple way.
We're
going to
stick with it.
All right.
Why complicate it? So this is called The Visit, and it's how long has it been since this man made a good movie?
Oh, boy. Well, we were just kind of running through some of his movies. And, of course, The Sixth Sense is a classic.
Yeah, The Sixth Sense is great. I actually liked Unbreakable a lot.
I didn't see that one.
The Bruce Willis superhero-ish one.
Okay, yeah, I didn't see that one. But, I mean, I kind of liked The Village and I liked Signs. But then
we get
into
Lady in the Water.
Yeah, so
The Happening was not very good.
The Happening, that was the trees are attacking or whatever, and After Earth.
Let's call it 2004 since a legitimately good movie, The
Village. So he's got super low budget now.
Okay.
And this is a horror movie about two kids, actors you've never seen before, who go visit their grandparents for the first time. They've never met their grandparents. So it's the first time they've been introduced to their grandparents, and things are a little strange in the house. And this is a found footage-ish movie where, like Paranormal Activity, or where the Blair Witch, where you're watching film that is being filmed by the characters on screen.
And this is a big departure, I think, for M. Night Shyamalan.
This
because
is.
Just watching the preview, I wouldn't have guessed it was a movie.
I know.
By him.
They're really downplaying it and that he directed it. They used to make a big deal, like the new film from M. Night, and he would show up in them. And now they're really just, it's the time of the year when horror movies start coming out. Mm-hmm. It's just another horror movie. And you don't know any of these people, so they're playing up the fact that it's got scares and some laughs, because it's a blend of horror and comedy, not like Scream, like over the top or a satire or something making fun of horror movies, but it's got little humorous moments. There's two kids, they're in danger, and there are all kinds of little laughs too. I actually liked it a lot. It's little. It's don't go there expecting it to be one of the best movies ever. But you know what? For a horror movie with some laughs, it got some good scares. In the end, you know, it's still an M. Night movie where, you know, so I'm avoiding his last name, where he is so cloying and so family centered, and he doesn't overplay it this time. A lot of the times his movies ends with families being reunited and weeping. He's really sentimental. Mm-hmm. And this one didn't feel as grossly sentimental
were
as
you,
a lot
were
of
you
others.
Waiting for the big plot twist? I mean, that's no secret with
you know,
M. Night Shyamalan.
It's a horror movie. Yeah. He always has a big plot twist. You know, in The Village, I won't give away what it is. Go watch it, you know. But there's usually a big plot twist. But you can kind of let that go now because it's a horror movie.
And it's
that's
to be
the
expected.
Point.
Okay.
That's the whole point of horror movies.
Money's too tight for plot twists now.
Yeah, exactly. You're not. It's not going to be, there's no big twists like there were in his earlier movies. It's a horror movie. It's set with those two tropes, and there are surprises for you.
How old are the kids in this movie? Are they
they're
kind of the
13
tween
and
age?
15. Okay. Yeah, so they're old enough that the actors are actually pretty good because they've got to carry the movie. And the younger character, the boy, has to have some comedic rapping that he does, and which could come off as absolutely terrifyingly cloying, cute, and embarrassing to watch. And in fact, it's just goofy and funny.
One of the first thoughts I had when I watched the preview was that, oh, this looks like a Paranormal Activity type movie. And then I had the thought, I spent a lot of time with my grandparents growing up, and I was thinking, will young people be afraid to go visit their grandparents after they see this movie? And I started to get really sad.
That's a good question. There is a lot of the movie that's about how gross we get when we get older. Like, oh, old people. But I don't think so.
Okay.
I don't think it will scare them off from their grandparents.
Okay, good. Now I'm just making sure because I was a little
I think
worried.
It'll be okay. You might fear getting old a little bit, but you won't be afraid of your actual grandparents. I don't think so.
Okay, good. It's called The Visit. It's the new one from M. Night Shyamalan. And you think that this
it's pretty
maybe
good. Okay. I'd give it a B. If I was giving it grades, I'd give it a B.
Well, and that's really generous of you because I know how you feel about some of those movies that he's made.
They've been terrible.
Yeah, some of them were really getting bad.
It's been a long time. He did okay.
All right. The Cube Critics segment can also be heard Minnesota Public Radio News. Stephanie Curtis joins us Friday mornings to tell us what's in the movie theater.